So what's up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in for another episode. And we are excited for this one because
it's something really exciting. Maybe we should introduce ourselves before we talk about why we're so excited.
Everyone should already know who we are, Irma.
Number one podcast.
This is Karina Reyes, co-host of Another Spooky Podcast, with
Irma Cornejo, the second co-host of Another Spooky Podcast. And today we have a special guest who's been wanting to be on this podcast. And I finally allowed him to be on this podcast. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. We're really excited to have him on. And he's my coworker. And he has a huge personality. And I think he would bring a lot to this podcast for this episode. So go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is David Carrillo. I am Irma's co-worker, and the reason why she hasn't been fired yet.
Basically. You know what, guys? I'm gonna cut that out, and we are going to have a regular episode.
I don't know. Maybe she's been lying about this whole promotion.
Has been lying. I got the promotion.
Promoted to 6 a.m.
I don't know. I'm over here calling me late at night, telling me she's tired. But I'm just like, what do you do now? Why are you tired?
It's hard being the boss. I'm just
kidding. So you have me invited onto the show. I actually begged. I'll be honest. I did actually grovel on my feet for this. All right, I'll let you have this one, Irma. But I'll be going over a mythological creature called the Wendigo. Have you guys ever heard of the Wendigo before?
No, I have not, but I remember you wanted to tell me about it, but I said save it for the podcast.
Well, it's one of my favorite mythological creatures. You could call it, like, it's half undead and half demonic in some sorts. And I sent you pictures of them in the chat if you took a look. And essentially, it's a mythological creature, an evil spirit of the Native American tribes around the East Coast forest of Canada and the Great Lakes region, and it encompasses tribes including the Innu and the Cree. Visually, it is very tall, a humanoid creature. Some estimates within 12 to like 15 feet tall, with bones that are super dense, and they walk silently as if like they have no footprints whatsoever. Like, once you realize it's there, it's too late, basically.
Is it like a ghost kind of thing? Like, it just appears, or
it's more of a cryptid. Like, you know how like Bigfoot on stuff are cryptids? This is like a cryptid kind of thing where they are monsters that are pure evil. Like, pure evil. It sounds scary. Yeah. They invoke feelings of insatiable hunger and greed, and the desire to cannibalize other humans and to commit murder while under its influence. So we like that.
This took a dark turn.
I think it just like checked off all the checklists of scariness right now. This is top.
There's even more. There's more. So with indigenous people's representations of the Wendigo, it is a giant humanoid with a heart of ice, a foul stench, and with an unreasonable chill upon approach. So when it like creeps up towards you, you feel a chill down your spine. And it's the embodiment of gluttony, greed, and excess. And it's never satisfied after killing and consuming one person. They are constantly searching for new victims. And once they eat a person, they grow in proportion to their meal, so they're always hungry, you know. Some Wendigos
kind of like a vampire,
kind of like that, but like more less sexy and more homicidal and
Wait, what are you, which vampire are you thinking of, David? Like Edward Collins, or what the fuck is his name?
You know, like the modern version of vampires, the ones that don't rip out your throats and eat you alive, you know?
Have you guys seen The Vampire Diaries?
No.
Vampire Diaries is legit.
Okay, I'll watch it.
But there's this character, his name is Klaus, and he does all of that scary stuff. Like, he rips necks, and he does all that vampire shit, so.
Dang.
There's some stories that Wendigos can communicate with his victims, and there is a folk story in the early 20th century by an ethnographer in one of the tribes, and it reads, I'm going to read it out loud for you, a translation, a rough translation, that one time long ago, a big Wendigo stole an Indian boy. And when they say Indian, obviously they meant Native American boy. This is back in the olden times, they thought that this new land was India. So they misnamed them Indians when in reality they're Native Americans. But continuing on, the boy was too thin. So the Wendigo didn't eat him up right away, but he traveled with the Indian boy, waiting for him till he'd get fat. The Wendigo had a knife, and he'd cut the boy on the hand to see if he was fat enough to eat. But the boy didn't get fat. They traveled too much. One day, they came to an Indian village, and the Wendigo sent the boy to the Indian village to get some things for him to eat. He just gave the boy so much time to go there and back. The boy told the Indians that the Wendigo was near them and showed them his hand where the Wendigo cut him to see if he was fat enough to eat. They heard the Wendigo calling the boy. He said to the boy, "Hurry up. Don't tell lies to those Indians." All of these Indians went to where the Wendigo was and cut off his legs. They went back again to see if he was dead. He wasn't dead. He was eating the juice, the marrow from the inside of the bones of his legs that were cut off. The Indians asked the Wendigo if there was any fat on them, and he said, "You bet there is. I have eaten lots of Indians. No wonder they are fat." The Indians then cut him and killed him and cut him into pieces. The end of this giant Wendigo. So what do you think of that story?
Okay, I can't.
Yeah, I would have died.
Yeah. I that's what exactly I
am chunky. I am chunky.
Bro, same. I saw Karina laughing because I think we were thinking the same thing. Like, dude, like we always say we're chunky, so like we're dead.
We would have been gone, or we would
we're the perfect done. Snack.
You better hope you can run a 7-minute mile, guys.
You see, we are runners, we are track stars, we're marathon runners, but we're still chunky. Yeah.
Good time. Honestly, I feel like Irma and I have run plenty of LA marathons in the past. I'm not trying to brag. But we still made it pretty last in that.
Then you're ready to outrun a Wendigo then.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I might be a good snack though, because I'm chunky.
So. I feel like we always just feel so special when it comes to these stories, man.
Oh no.
We fit the description of what they would kill.
Yeah. We're the perfect one. I feel special.
Yeah.
You're the appetizer.
Yeah, exactly.
And bitch, we're a meal. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think we're even advertising.
Entree.
But yeah. They wouldn't even have to check if we're like fat enough. They'll just look at us and then I would be like, yep, perfect.
There you go. Free dinner.
Bomb. They're just going to be like, we're eating good today.
Exactly. We are appreciated around here.
But there have been real life, I think, Wendigo sightings, well, like, of some sorts, and this can be attributed to a psychological disorder called Wendigo psychosis, where a person believes that they are a Wendigo, and they engage in acts that would be typical of a Wendigo. And one of the stories that they had in the the Jesuit Relations, which are chronicles of Jesuit missions in New France, which is now today called New England, part of the U.S., and Newfoundland, parts of Canada. And they reported in 1661, quote unquote, "What caused us greater concern was the news that met us upon entering the lake, namely that the men deputed by our conductor for the purpose of summoning the nations to the North Sea and assigning them our rendezvous where they were to await our coming, had met their death the previous winter in a very strange manner. Those poor men, according to the report given to us, were seized with an ailment unknown to us, but not very unusual among the people we were seeking. They are afflicted with either lunacy, hypochondria, nor frenzy, but have a combination of all these species of disease, which affects their imaginations and causes them a more than canine hunger. This makes them so ravenous for human flesh that they pounce upon women, children, even upon men, like veritable wolves, and devour them voraciously without being able to appease or glut their appetite, ever seeking fresh prey, and the more greedily they eat. This ailment attacked our deputies, and as death is the sole remedy among those simple people for checking such acts of murder, they were slain in order to stay the course of their madness." So that's one of the stories that they saw in 1661. So a little bit far.
So it's been happening for like a while, like these encounters and stuff, where it's been written.
It's a while. Like I have a few stories closer to today's date. If you would like
to
go up to Canada or the Great Lakes region, go in the woods, and you may, you know, see them there, you know, chilling around.
I'm scared. I'm chunky.
Yeah, I need to hide myself for sure.
Let me lose some weight a little bit, and then I'll go check it out.
Go check it out.
I feel like I have to lose weight now. This is the motivation.
Right, it's right here. Yeah. Exactly.
You know how, like, when you're running on a treadmill and they hold, like, a burger? You know, like, have you seen those, like, memes or whatever? There's going to be a picture of a Wendigo as I'm running on a treadmill. That's motivation.
I thought you were best friends with the Lorna, right?
What?
Mexican ghost, Lorna, right?
La Llorona?
La Llorona.
Like a bajillion, like, episodes ago. You were talking about best friends with her and stuff.
Yeah,
she has guested on our podcast multiple times.
she was our first guest, to be honest.
You know what? I just looked at Wendigo right now because I wanted, like, a mental picture of it. Tell me why there's memes of Joe Biden as a Wendigo.
I have no idea. I just look a bit too. I'm like, Joe Biden isn't a Wendigo, but okay.
Chill. Like, he literally came out with a statement. His PR team came out with a statement talking about the Wendigo comparison.
Oh my god,
we're so messed up.
I'm freaking savages.
I know. I was not expecting to see Joe Biden on the body right now.
Secretly a Wendigo.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Republicans were. Oh man, that's funny.
Well, I obviously can't talk about the Wendigo without talking about two special cases of what would be considered as Wendigo psychosis. And these two cases involve two people, Swift Runner and Jack Fiddler. And I will go over Swift Runner first. It's a very short story. And it was winter of 1878. Swift Runner was a Plains Cree trapper in Alberta, Canada. He was part of the village with his community. And during the winter, his family were starving. And being 25 miles away from emergency supplies and food, and the nearest supply for food was a post that belonged to the Hudson Bay Company. And they were 25 miles away from that. Swift Runner butchered and ate his wife. And he was a case of Wendigo psychosis and confessed to the brutal murder of his wife as well as his five children. And once the authorities found out, he was executed for his crime.
Question. Yeah. Do you think that maybe, like, they use this idea of doing Diggle's psychosis as a way to, like, kind of justify their murder or, like, try to get away with it, even though it didn't work, right? But, like, maybe they're just trying to say that, like, to be like, hey, it wasn't me, you know, like, try to get out of it.
I can't say for sure. In my opinion, I'm a big believer in the supernatural too, you know, like,
yeah.
why not this could be an actual like evil spirit coming down possessing Swift Runner, and they were starving too, you know, the Donner Party, you know, this is Donner Party part two, my friend, so, so it's basically the same thing, you know sometimes when you're hungry, you're hungry.
My boy's gotta eat, I guess.
You know, you gotta eat. You know?
Facts.
Get that bread or get that flesh.
They leave.
But the second case is a bit longer, and this involves a person named Jack Fiddler, and he was born around the 1830s near North Spirit Lake with a tribe called the Sucker Tribe. Essentially, they were a group called Suckers, and he grew up in times of difficulty due to the problem of overtrapping in the fur industry that happened in previous centuries. The overtrapping left the forest in North Ontario expunged of profitable animals, and the declining numbers of furs and the decrease in demands for those products left them with no choice. The Hudson Bay Company, a Canadian company in the fur trading business during that time, left their post at Island Lake in the early 19th century. This forced Jack Fiddler and his family, his kindred, to travel towards Big Trout Lake or Lake Grand Rapids for trade. As a young man, Jack Fiddler worked to bring furs to the York Factory, a settlement and a factory by the Hudson Bay Company in northeastern Manitoba, Canada. By 1860, fur-bearing animals increased in number, which allowed the Hudson Bay Company to reopen the Island Lake post. At his brief visits in the post, Jack Fiddler developed the ability to fiddle and build quality instruments, thus giving him his last name, Jack Fiddler. But like his father, Jack Fiddler was famous for being a powerful shaman and having the ability to conjure animals and protect his people from spells. More importantly, he was well known to be able to successfully defeat a Wendigo. In his life, Jack Fiddler claimed to have defeated 14 Wendigos. Apparently, some were set against his people by enemy shamans, and others were members of his own band who were taken with an insatiable, incurable disease to eat human flesh. In the latter case, Fiddler was usually asked by family members to kill a very sick loved one before they turned into a Wendigo. And in some cases, the Wendigo, him or herself, would ask to be euthanized according to their necessary rites. Fiddler's own brother, Peter Flett, was killed after turning into Wendigo when the food ran out on a trading expedition. Now, it's important to know, in one of these cases, Jack Fiddler had a brother named Joseph Fiddler. And he, Joseph Fiddler, had a daughter-in-law that was supposedly turned into a Wendigo. It may be another instance of endopsychosis, or maybe an evil spirit came down and possessed her into eating flesh of man. Who knows? But
yeah, we
I know, right?
That power.
We love that. Powerful figure, powerful woman.
Exactly.
Women taking over the world.
Oh.
Yeah. Now being a Wendigo doesn't sound that bad.
But regardless of the fact, the brothers killed the woman to protect his people. But this did not sit well with the local authorities. Both brothers were charged with murder, and they were captured and held at Norway House to await trial in 1907. This was massive headline news all over Canada. On September 30th, Jack Fiddler escaped captivity and hanged himself later that day. His brother, Joseph Fiddler, still went to trial. Angus Ray, the eyewitness, testified that the daughter was killed while in deep pain and incurable sickness, according to the custom of the people who were not aware of Canadian law. Pressed on the Wendigo issue, Ray admitted that it was a belief among his people and that Jack and Joseph were the ones who were usually asked to euthanize the very sick and preventing people from turning into Wendigos. Despite these unreliable testimony from Ray and the pleas of his missionaries and the HBC traders, HBC being the Hudson Bay Company, Joseph was convicted and sentenced to death. A little fun thing, if you like recognize this, the commonality between those two stories, if you were paying attention, is the name Hudson Bay Company. And it appears in both stories because the company that owned the supply post that Swift Runner could not get to, which resulted in cannibalism, was the same company that oversaw the fur trade that Jack Fiddler belonged to and gave his name as Jack Fiddler.
Interesting.
Just a little, like, fact.
What did they, like, what, I don't know what my question is.
Irma, bro.
I blinked out. I guess I was going to ask about that company, like, what do you think the company has that's, like, making this connection between the people having that experience with the Wendigo or whatever? Like, do they, are they releasing some chemical into the air? Opening up some portals to another dimension.
Portals to another dimension. Is this like Stranger Things now?
Yeah.
Stranger Things. Personally, I think it may be just like coincidence that, oh, the company is based in a location where there's a lot of Wendigo sightings and they happen to be a part of a lot of Wendigo stuff. You know, the basic things. You know, what company isn't surrounded with Wendigos these days?
Makes sense.
Okay, do you guys want to hear my opinion?
What?
Yes. I think the company was doing something illegal on the low. And I think, not that it's like cap, you know, but I think they're probably doing something illegal and they made up all of these things in order for them to kind of get, for people to distract themselves from what was going on with the company.
Ooh, that could be a nice little story you can
do. Drama.
A little bit of the drama. Got to put in my little investigator hat real quick. No cap.
You should go to the area and then, like, you know, pose as the reporter and be like, hey, I'm trying to investigate the Wendigo sightings around here.
So where are these Wendigos that y'all speak of? And how do I catch one?
Catches you.
Yeah, definitely catches you.
Yeah.
I need to stay away from anything that is forest-like.
Forest-like. A lot of things bad happen in the forest, apparently, so.
Right. There's like a spotting of the Slender Man in the forest recently, and I was like, oh my god.
I would never.
This is a lot I live in California.
If I saw Slender Man in the forest, my soul would expire on the
spot. Honestly.
Okay, guys, I have like the weirdest, I don't know, but I just have a deep fear of the ocean. And I recently really discovered that. Like, I went to California Adventure, like Disneyland. And it was my first time going. And there was this ride where pretty much it just takes you all over the world. And it's like kind of like 3D. Oh, my God. And we went through the jungle, through the ocean, and I was almost in tears. And I can just imagine how scary it is to be anywhere near like a jungle or like a forest with Wendigos.
For real.
I would just like tell them, like, take my soul. Just eat me. I'm not gonna run.
For real.
She's just sitting down waiting for the Wendigo to come, just reading.
Yeah, I was just like, I give up. Like, I'm not even gonna fight it.
Like, don't worry, just go for it.
Exactly.
A lot of things that happen in the woods, like, I know, like, you have, like, a bunch of, like, fairy tales and stuff that, like, you know, like, big scary wolf in the woods, or, like, you know, pixies or fairies, or, like, vampires going out in the woods, you know, werewolves and stuff. And now Wendigos, too? Like, damn, can we catch a break?
Right? How do people from Alaska live in the woods? Right? Is that Alaska?
They don't. They don't. Canada.
Okay, I don't know what place lives in the woods, but there's that's
a country. Like literally a month of pure darkness for like one whole year. So, but like, every year they have a month of pure darkness.
Vampire Diaries located Forks, right?
What?
I know that where Twilight is based on Forks, there's like a lot of woods.
Ooh, you should go visit there.
Yeah.
I'm
visiting Forks.
Yeah,
I heard it's really, really cool.
In the time of the year where it's pure darkness, go out there in the woods at night, you know, like, be there, hey, Wendigo, how are you doing?
Your snack is here.
Your snack.
Dinner is ready.
Your snack. Yeah. Can you imagine if, like, it just came up to your window like that?
Yeah, I don't know. This is making me feel special. Like, I'm desired, you know, in the woods.
We're looking like a little snack.
Exactly. No one can talk shit to me anymore because I am a meal somewhere in the woods.
Period.
So
and I've never heard of this.
You never heard of the Wendigo?
No, but you know what? I'm also looking at it right now, like because I was looking, you know, like. X-Men has a series on Wendigos. You guys know that?
The what?
The X-Men? The comic books?
I did not know that.
Yeah. I just saw it right now. Cool. So it's pretty popular. I don't know why we didn't know about it.
I thought you guys would know about those because, like, you guys are big into, like, those shows that are, like, probably, like, you know, Teen Wolf, Supernatural stuff, right? You watch those? Yeah, they featured the Wendigo.
I've seen Teen Wolf just like the first season, but I only saw it because Dylan O'Brien was in there.
You can't with you, Karina.
And,
you'd be the one to die because you saw Dylan O'Brien in the woods and the Wendigo's gonna snatch you right up.
Talking about Dylan O'Brien, my friend just saw him yesterday.
No
took
way.
A picture and everything.
Where?
He was over here in LA. And then, like, she works at Lazy Dog in Del Amo.
Oh, shit, he was there?
Mm-hmm. Take a picture of him and everything.
I'll cut off that little like, part where it says, what the hell was he doing in Del Amo? What the fuck?
I don't know, but why was I not there? I'm always over there. But, yeah. But I saw Teen Wolf because of him. And I know other people did, too. So, David, don't lie.
It also appeared in the TV show Charmed. Have you guys heard of that show?
The new one or the old one?
I think the old one. Or maybe
not. Okay, I've been watching the new one, so I'm like 3 episodes in. But I don't remember the first one, but I think I did watch it.
How about Hannibal? Like, it also appeared in that TV show Hannibal.
No, I haven't watched it. Did it? You know what? Right now, I'm going to start binging Dexter because a new season is coming out. Uh-huh. November 7th. Guys, this is free advertising.
I love that show.
Yeah, David, have you watched that show?
No, I have not.
You haven't watched Dexter? Oh, a fun fact about David, he's a forensic scientist. And I can't believe he hasn't watched freaking Dexter.
Yeah.
It's literally what Dexter is.
No, I can't. Because I literally watched a couple scenes from Dexter with the blood spatter. And I just died. I looked at that. I was like, that's not how you do it. Like, what are you doing?
David, I have a feeling you have watched iZombie.
iZombie? No, I have not. But I've watched the Santa Clarita Diet.
Ah, okay.
A mom, suburban mom that turns into a zombie and now she has to eat people to live. But it's a fun comedy. It doesn't sound like a comedy, like it's a comedy.
Dang, you're a
forensic scientist.
What? How do you work with Irma then? Is that the same thing that you guys do?
No.
It doesn't. Okay, your job doesn't sound that interesting compared to his.
Rude.
He does actual cool things.
I'm not practicing yet. Like I'm.
Oh, okay.
I'm not practicing forensic
science. He does the exact same thing as me.
I'm getting like my master's right now. But anyway, that's wow. Enough about me. I don't want to feel like person on the internet to be like.
Yes. Yes, David. This show is, we are the stars in this show. I'm just kidding.
You are the stars. I'm here to outshine you, Irma. Just you. Just you. I'm going to replace Irma.
David, let me ask you a question. What's your sign?
Yo.
Wait. Oh, damn. I was like, yes.
Oh, too much Leo in this.
This I'm is a not Leo rising. This is just the right amount of Leo, my friend.
I know. These screens are not big enough for us. We need, like, a whole, like, TV.
We need, screen. Like, a room and then, like, have tables with snacks and everything. And then, like, individual cameras on each of us. And then we
can, exactly. Like, a ring light. Like
a ring light, too.
That's what we need.
Yeah. And have, like, a soundboard where we could, like, click it and then, like, you know, sounds come on, you know?
Exactly. I love this Leo energy.
Do this. You know, why haven't you done this, Irma? I thought you said you had cash and money to spare. And you right now sitting in the back of your bed.
No one said I had money, first of all.
I'm gonna change the light.
Second of all, I love sitting on the floor.
I have my ring light, but.
I have my ring light too, but I don't want to get up to change the light.
See, so I have these like string lights here that could change color, like here.
Oh, fancy. Would you like to sponsor our podcast?
No. I know Irma hates me saying this, but like I don't have enough monetary funds right now to sponsor anything. I mean, Irma, would you like to sponsor your podcast by putting in a couple dollars here and there for your podcast or paycheck? No.
I'd love to. Irma.
Paying for the Canva subscription, Irma.
What Irma. Is that? I don't know how to use her.
My little invisible knife is right here, by the way. That's not where I
Okay, so off dude, tangent. That is scary. In my undergrad, we had like a lesson in blood spatter and how like we use different weapons to figure out blood spatter and stuff, right? So our teacher actually had to teach us how to stab correctly.
I work with a serial killer and I'm scared for my life.
I'm closer to a serial killer than I've ever been in my life.
Oh my god.
This should have been the interview with a serial killer.
The mic is turning as we speak.
I'm scared for my life if I disappear.
Guys, this is a like great episode.
Otherwise, it gets better. We'll be there properly, you know?
No. After we go offline, you have to teach us. It might just come in handy one day.
Now I'm gonna. I should teach you how to like stab someone without leaving that much evidence. You know, stab and gun. No, I'm joking.
I love this. Let me go get my notebook. I'll be right back.
Get my notebook. I have a list.
I feel like Dexter.
Oh, guys, I was gonna ask you guys, have you guys been well, this is a little tangent, right? But have you guys been listening to the latest news about the girl that went missing in Utah?
Yeah.
What?
With what her boyfriend?
Yeah. It's like a really big search right now.
Yeah.
They're from Florida. So if you guys have not listened to that or like looked into it, it's pretty popular at the moment, sadly, and they're looking for a girl. She went missing, 23 years old. She went missing I think 2 weeks ago, and her boyfriend is a prime suspect in the case. Yeah,
her name is Gabby, and she, so if you guys have any information, make sure to share that to the police or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I'm on Reddit. I'm on Reddit looking up conspiracy theories. But it's so crazy. It's so crazy. A little tangent moment right there, but that's the latest spooky news on Twitter.
Do you think that Wendigos are real Or do you think that it's just a psychological disorder brought about by extreme stress, like underdress?
I think they're real because, honestly, when I'm stressed, I don't eat people. So I'm going to go with they're real.
I don't eat people, therefore, when the ghosts are real.
I say they're not real. But then again, David, you made a good point about the supernatural that, like, I was really thinking about it. I say it's not kind of real, but I don't know. I guess I'll say it's not real.
You say it's not real? Okay.
It's not real. Because, like, I don't know. Actually, never mind. You know what? Keep talking. Maybe you'll convince me.
Maybe, like, a disease of some sorts that are causing these people to behave like a Wendigo, maybe? Because, I mean, they have these stories of... They obviously have stories of people being turned to Wendigos, having cannibalistic tendencies, yada, yada, yada. Homicidal and cannibalistic tendencies. Yeah. But they weren't having that the other day, so... What kind of explanation would you put out, being in this more modern and technologically advanced world that we're in right now?
It's a fungus. I know.
It's a fungus?
Yeah, kind of like, you know how the witch trials, they have a theory that it might be like a fungus that grew on the wheat that caused them to hallucinate. Maybe that's what's going on here, too.
Oh, yeah.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. Ergo on rye, right?
Something like that, yeah. I don't remember what it was, but it was a fungus, and it causes hallucinations, and I don't know. But I don't know if it leads to cannibalism, but it's a little scary.
I was going to say that, what if they're taking, like, some type of substance on the side, on the low?
That's a good question. But I do believe in the Wendigos, though. They're scary, though. I don't want to encounter them. Shit.
I wouldn't want to encounter them, too. I don't know what to tell you, man. But
like... I mean, shit, if I was in the woods, I'm pretty sure I'll see, like, a Wendigo or some shit that was scary, and I'll be like, oh my god, it's a Wendigo.
For real.
Yeah.
Do you think, David, it's real?
I'm torn, because... I hate to say that, like, I have to, like, there's got to be, like, evidence for it to believe that it was real. But at the same time, like, they have all these anecdotal evidence. I know, like, anecdotes aren't, like, really evidence, but mm-hmm. stories and claims of people being turned into Wendigos or having cannibalistic tendencies, even if they're not, you know, starving, they still have those. So it might be a psychological disorder, but at the same time, it might also be, you know, a fungus. Like, you know, Irma says, you know, that the fungus, I looked it up, it was Ergo, like E-R-G-O-T, and that had, like, LSD, I think.
Yeah, they were getting lit in the Pioneer.
Yeah, they're getting lit. If I was getting that lit, then I would see a Wendigo for sure.
I'd see a witch. I'd be a witch.
You see, like, you're a nice person.
She be my best friend or whatever.
So I tried to look up online before this, like, oh, if you encounter a Wendigo, what should you do to not die? And I haven't really found anything. So I guess if you encounter a Wendigo, you just die.
Or you lose weight. Yeah.
Because then they're going to wait for you to get fattened up.
Yeah.
Remember that story?
That would never happen. Well, actually, that would happen real quick.
They, like, feed you McDonald's and shit, chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Regularly. I'm like, dang it. They're really pulled out this shit with me.
I eat the olive oil. You came in.
It's not okay, Wendigo, but okay.
They bring out canes and, like, in and out. I'm like, dang it. They win again.
Karina, you know about Raising Cane's?
Yes. Do you guys have that over there?
Okay, not up here in North Cal, but I had a lot of Raising Cane's in LA and also in Arizona. and it's the bomb. It's so good. Their cane. You know what? I'd turn into a Wendigo too if I had that cane sauce.
Right?
Watch
them bring in like 5 like star course meals. Would you say no?
I'd get chunky so they could eat me. It's fine.
I'm so sorry.
If I die to a Wendigo after eating a 5-course meal from Raising Cane's, so be it.
Yeah, I think that's
it. I went out good.
Don't bring out the guilty pleasures, man. And my love language is food. And they would know how to get to me. Game over.
Yeah, right.
When you come down to LA, Cane's. Cane's will be your first stop. So, there's a lot actually around here, like a lot.
Because I think you guys are near, you're definitely near Arizona, where like, you know, Cane's usually more of a southern, western kind of thing. Southwest.
Yeah. You guys have Dutch Bros, so I have to really take a long drive to go to the nearest one. So
there's one right next to my house right here.
Same. Right there.
Please. Please. Irma, please. Do you have a case? Exactly.
Shut up. I don't need that attitude, okay?
You're right. I'm sorry. I will quit right now.
Take her attitude? Gosh. You gotta, like, show her who's boss. That's what I do when
I feel like, oh my gosh. I feel like Irma would throw us to the window when it goes. Like, she wouldn't even save us.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of another spooky podcast with your one and only co-host, Irma Cornejo.
I also have to move jobs out of work where I used to work.
I had to move jobs too because I apparently pushed my coworker David into a window and now unsubscribed to his life.
I know you're a fake fan, Irma. I can't believe you have never heard of me.
What the? You haven't even.
You cannot claim you're a horror fan now. Get your license revoked. I guess taken away.
I have evidence that Karina said she didn't know what it was either.
No, I was joking, just so you wouldn't feel left out. See what I do for you.
If you guys are horror fans, you guys should, have you guys watched, I know Irma has watched, what's that movie, Hereditary?
Heck yeah, I fucking love that movie.
I have not watched it. Irma, I know you told me about that, but I haven't. Yeah, Irma, I like scary movies, but favorite scary movie, or the one that, like, gets you, like, you know, to this day where you're like, I can't even watch it.
My favorite scary movie besides looking myself in the mirror when I wake up.
You're so stupid. So dramatic.
Oh, no. Leo, something that Leo would say, for sure. Something that Leo would
say. And David fishing for compliments.
Oh, you just know what you're fine. I always like fishing. And you always grab the bait, too. And that's what I love about you. That's why we're friends. See, my favorite, I think it would be Hereditary because the way they build up the scene up until, like, spoiler alert, up until, like, her head gets, you know, hits that pole and goes flying away. And I saw that the way it was built up and the way that, like, the tension was built during that scene and ended with that, it left me speechless. Like, I legit stood there with my jaw dropped, like, I just witnessed what I just witnessed. Like, holy shit, like, she died. Like, I think that sort of terror where it builds up psychologically and then that tension is there, for me, is far more effective than just a jump scare, you know?
That director's really good at creating, like, an eerie environment where you don't realize that you're nervous about something, and then he just boop in your face. Like, even with Summerfest, there's a huge scene, which I don't want to, like, spoiler alert, but, like, you know when they jump off the cliff, like...
You mean Midsummer?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. What did I say?
Summerfest.
Summerfest. I'm thinking of beer. I'm thinking of beer right now. No, Midsummer, where they like jump off of the cliff and like you're not expecting it. Well, you know what's going to happen, but then you see it and you're like, holy shit. It's kind of like that big moment, you know?
The worst part about that is that like after they jump off and they hit the ground, you could see them still being alive. Like their ankles are broken, their legs are broken, they're twitching a little bit. And yeah. Then like, I think they get like stoned to death by like, I don't know. All I know is that was a brutal scene that my mind was not ready.
Yeah. Like, you need to watch both of these movies.
Isn't that like more like gore? Like very, right? Like gore, or whatever they call it.
There's certain scenes, but most of it is like a psychological thriller, so it like fucks with your head.
Those are crazy.
Yeah, and I like those kind of movies. Like I don't like the like weenie like pop out of nowhere. Even I mean I do too, but you know I like more psychological thrillers like Carrie.
Emma's giving me serial killer vibes right now, Irma.
I was the kind of killer that would like your head before killing you, you know?
Yeah, that's Irma.
What happened?
Earthquake! There's an earthquake!
Are you okay?
Yeah. Holy shit!
Oh shit.
Are you okay? Was it bad? Oh, is it still going?
Hi, buddy, come here. So it's shaking.
Coming. It's the Wendigo's that charging.
Oh my god.
Girl, is it still going?
Yeah, it's still going. My dog is like curled up next to me.
Oh, girl, that's scary. Go check on your mom.
Yeah.
No, they're okay.
LA things.
LA things.
But that's definitely going to go on to another spooky podcast.
Yeah, that's a real spooky thing right there.
Yeah, we're okay. Oh, did you guys hear that?
No.
Often, like, when, you know, there's an earthquake, you can hear it, like, very, very strong.
Yeah, is... check it out. Hold up, girl. Let me look up Twitter. Spooky
podcast. We love content.
We caught an earthquake.
Yeah, exactly.
Shaking up the podcast world, literally.
I'm quaking right now.
The world is quaking with another spooky podcast.
Mother, what is it? Mother Nature shaking ass right now.
Oh, have you watched Cloverfield?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. It started off with like, you know, the earthquake and stuff when the monster came down. Bruh. What happened?
Twitter already has all the fucking earthquake memes, bro.
send it to me.
Dude, you need to get on Twitter. They already have earthquake memes everything.
And send it to me.
Dang, this is okay. It's crazy.
Dude, what the heck? That's crazy.
Yeah, that was rough. I don't know if you guys saw me. I was like,
someone put Los Angeles, we turning up tonight with the fucking earthquake.
Already. Leave like LA.
4.6.
That was scary.
4.6. Could we have felt it or no?
Yeah.
Feel it? Oh, maybe it takes time for it to come to me, you know?
Yeah, we'll feel it later, dude.
I'll feel it later. Yeah, don't worry.
You guys did not feel it?
It was strong. I think even gave you like a little headache. Dang.
Oh, shit, girl. That's scary.
I'm still waiting for the waves to come and hit me, you know?
We're a little too far, but.
David's like waiting. He's like, all right, let me settle in.
This once in a lifetime moment to be part of an earthquake.
He was like, let me just stay still so I can feel it. I still feel it until right now.
I don't have to go to work tomorrow. I'm joking. Cut that out. Cut that out from the podcast.
I'm going to leave it in so that I could expose you.
You call work and you're like, oh, there's like a big tree that fell on my car. I can't make it to work.
What happened? It's an earthquake that happened in Los Angeles. I felt it.
I felt it in my soul. And honestly, I really can't go to work because the earthquake shook my chakra. So I just can't. I have to support myself by getting rose quartz and some whatever crystals there are, salt crystals, whatever. I know salt is used like as protection and stuff.
Yeah, if you put it at your door and stuff and the windows and you put it around your house or like the entrances of your door, it can protect from evil spirits. At least that's what I heard.
Onions. Onions or garlic, one of those two, right? Isn't that what you throw on vampires, like garlic?
Yeah.
Or holy water.
Holy water, salt.
Garlic scented holy water.
Garlic scented. I got chopped garlic. Does that work?
Yeah, I think that's good. As long as the vampire
kills you. You drive a stake to the heart, like.
But to be fair, I think a stake to the heart will kill any creature.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you so much, David, and thank you guys for listening to another spooky podcast. Catch us on our social media, where you can find all of our platforms. So we have our podcast on Instagram at another spooky podcast, on Twitter at a spooky podcast, and send us an email if you guys want to stay connected with us, or just send us any recommendations, or if you want to be a part of our podcast, shoot us an email at aspookypodcast@gmail.com. And you can find our links to our podcasts like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Beaker, Google Podcasts on our link tree that is linked on our bio on Instagram. and we have a blog, guys, so also check that out.
Yes. And David, if you want to shout out anything that you're doing or your socials, if you want that out there, if not, it's okay.
I have nothing else to shout out. Just, you know, tell your listeners not to get eaten by Wendigo, especially if you're in that region of the Great Lakes and Canada, all that stuff. You know, just don't go out in the woods at night.
Thank you.
Yeah, guys, listen to David. He knows what's up.
Yeah. Resist those cannibal tendencies now.
And don't be hitting him up to get away with murder, because David will only help Irma and I. No one else.
I'm not going to get away. You do realize you're going to look at this podcast, listen to it, when I apply for a job, and they're going to be like, this guy's crazy.
Are you going to call from the FBI tomorrow morning?
I'm going to roll my eyes like, oh, not again.
Yeah. I just see Irma crying.
He works here.
I'm saying to go to work. Is this going to take long?
Should I call in tomorrow?
But yes, thank you guys, and we'll hear a little. Yeah. See you guys next time. Hear from you guys next time. What do you say? Okay, bye.
Bye.